Welcome to the performance task on page 271 of your textbook, which will also correspond to page 171 of your workbook. If you look at the question, you are asked to be a community theater that will work through the counting cycle a couple of times for the month of January and the month of February. Materials you need are listed on page 271 as January financial information, February source documents, additional information for February, appropriate worksheets, forms, and statements. When you flip over to page 2, page 272, it gives you the suggested procedure which we will follow starting at section number A, B, and then C, and finally D. We will probably discuss section D as a class and look at the analysis of the company for profitability and possibilities for expansion and various things that it's asking you there on page 272. To start out the question, you need to look at part A, which is January financial information, given to you on the start of or the end of page 272 and the start of page 273. The source documents are listed on part B, which is 274 and 275. The company has monthly closings and gives you information there on the straight line depreciation method, where you are going to depreciate by 20%. You need to depreciate or adjust rather your rent and your insurance and your supplies account. So there is going to be four accounts that are going to be depreciated or adjusted at the end of each month. To begin the question, you are given a worksheet on page 171. The worksheet, first of all, will correspond with the trial balance on page 273. And balance to $123,389, just as shown on page 273. Once you get your trial balance created and made, you look at page 272, and the first thing it says is to complete an 8-column worksheet. With the worksheet in mind or in front of you on page 171 of the workbook, you can now start sliding your debits and credits and watch the additional information on the bottom of page 272 and 273. First of all, you will slide your cash across. Cash is an asset, and you must remember at this time that the income statement contains the revenue and expenses, and the balance sheet contains your assets, liabilities, and owner's equity. Sliding cash asset account across, keep it as a debit, should land up on the debit of the balance sheet at $5,653. The next one is prepaid rent. You need to read into your additional information, and the rent was prepaid for 3 months on January the 1st. You have now used 1 month of that 3 months up, so $6,000 divided by 3 gives you $2,000, so you need to put a $2,000 credit into the adjustments column to make your rent or your prepaid rent now equal $4,000 on the balance sheets. The next part is your prepaid insurance. It's $1,800. Look at your additional information. Insurance was prepaid for 3 months on January the 1st. So $1,800 divided by 3 is $600. So a credit and the adjustments of $600 sliding across the $1,800, take away $600 gives you $1,200 on the balance sheet as a debit. Supplies account, you are told that you have in the adjusted entries or additional information. Supplies on hand on January 31st were valued at $260. So you start out with $520, take away $260 in the adjustments, you end up with $260 on the balance sheet as an asset. Next, you are looking at the debits and credits of your adjustments. You now have 3 credits in there, so you must match that with 3 debits. For your prepaid rent, you will have a rent expense of $2,000 debit, insurance expense of $600 debit, and supplies expense of $260 debit. The last thing that you were asked to depreciate is your first one of your additional information. Your equipment needs to depreciate at 20% value, so your equipment is worth $89,563. Looking for anything that you've already depreciated by in the accumulated depreciation account, you can take $89,563, subtract, in this case there is zero, so you have not depreciated it before, so 89,563 times by 0.2 for 20% gives you a value, and then that value needs to be divided by 2 or by 12 because it is a yearly value. There's 12 months in a year, so divided by 2, you're told to calculate the depreciation to the nearest dollar value. And I think you end up with $1,492.73 or something along that lines, and you calculate it out to end up now to $1,493. So your depreciation expense for your equipment needs to be a debit of $1,493, and your accumulated depreciation of your equipment is $1,493. The accumulated depreciation slides across to the credit of your balance sheet because that lowers your book value of your asset. And the other one is an expense, which slides across to the debit of the income statement. So upon completion of all the sliding for all your accounts, down from ticket sales for revenue, confectionery income for revenue, salaries, expenses, all your expenses slide across, all your assets, your liabilities, and your owner's equity slide across, you should end up with an adjustments total of $4,353. And an income statement total of $22,606, including a net loss of $4,706. And then your balance sheet should balance to $106,982. And the net loss will go on the debit because that lowers your capital, essentially, because you lost money in your business, to place into there and make it balance to, once again, $106,982 as a balance on the balance sheet. Looking ahead, you are now asked to prepare the monthly financial statements. Page 193 of your workbook gives an income statement. So that income statement will be copied down right off of the worksheet, provided you got it to balance, and it will look the same, balance the same, and come out to a balance of $4,706 net loss. You need no brackets around there, you just need to list it as a net loss, and everybody will know it is a negative value. Page 174 is a balance sheet. You have current assets. There are four current assets: cash, prepaid rent, prepaid insurance, and supplies, to give you a balance of $11,113. Then you will list out your fixed assets, which include one fixed asset, which is your equipment. You must remember to subtract your accumulated depreciation at this point to give you a total fixed asset value of $88,070. Those two added together, your current assets of $11,113 added to your fixed assets of $88,070, gives a total assets of $99,183 balancing on the worksheet or on the balance sheet. The liabilities and owner's equity are listed next. Current liabilities, you only have one as accounts payable, $890. Long-term liabilities, you have one as a bank loan, $10,387. That gives you a total liabilities of $11,277. Owner's equity is starting at $94,212. Take away your net loss for $4,706. Take away your drawings of $1,600. Gives you a decrease in capital of $6,306. Gives you a new capital once you take $94,212, subtract $6,306, a new capital of $87,906. When the liabilities of $11,277 gets added to the capital, $87,906, gives you a total balance of $99,183. So once again, the balance sheet should balance to $99,183. At this point in time, the Section 3 under Section A asks you for set up a general ledger with the appropriate count and balances. So you are going to start with page 175 of your workbook, and you go through all the accounts as listed at page 273 of your textbook, and put in cash, number 100, Prepaid rent, number 115. Prepaid insurance, 116. All the way along until you get to the end of supplies expense, 513. Okay. All the accounts should be used at that time. It is crucial that you do not forget your income summary. It is listed as one of the accounts 302 and will have nothing in it at this point in time until you actually close your business or close your accounts. Then it will end up from there. You take your trial balance on page 273 and you can write in the values into there. So, for example, cash forwarded January 31st. Check mark underneath the PR gives you a debit balance of $5,653. Prepaid rent, January 31st, forwarded debit account of $6,000. That is where you need to put in your January 31st J7, $2,000, give you a DR of $4,000. So you can use your worksheet to find all the balances, and now you need to journalize and ledger those accounts as they will happen for that closing of the month of January. And you will carry on through all the way along, and the balances should look like this at this point. Cash, $5,653. Prepaid rent, $6,000. And then your adjustment of $2,000 to give you a balance of $4,000. Prepaid insurance, $1,800. Adjustment of $600 to give you a balance of $1,200. Supplies, balance of for forwarded of $520. $260 adjustment to give you a balance of $260 on the debit side. Equipment, $89,563. Notice how the equipment ledger is very small because it will not change throughout the whole question. Accumulated depreciation for the equipment is $1,493 from your single depreciation that you just did of $1,493 credit. So it's in the credit account on January 31st. Note there is another line there to do a depreciation at the end of February when you close the accounts. Accounts payable, January 31st, account number 200, credit of $890. Bank loan, forwarded, credit $10,387. J. Singh Capital, account number 300, January 31st, forwarded $94,212 is the initial credit balance. Then you need to make a debit of $4,706 for January 31st when you put your net asset into there of $89,506. And then you put in your January 31st $1,600 debit of $87,906 balance. The drawings, account number 301 is $1,600. You need to close the $1,600 out of there for the month of January when you do your closing for the number 4, section A, journalize and post the adjusting entries and closing entries. So from this point on, we will work on section 3 and section 4 of closing our accounts, and then you also need to journalize those on page 182 of the workbook. 182 and 183 of the workbook. So drawings will then be zero, balancing out or taking out a credit of $1,600. Income summary, you have $17,900 revenue put into there as a credit, so that gives you $17,900. Then you have a debit of $22,606 for all your expenses, so it slips from a credit account to a debit account to give $4,706. So you need to do a credit of $4,706, which is completely opposite of what we have been doing because this is a net loss question for the month of January. Then it is a net gain in the month of February. The ticket sales have a forwarded balance of $15,493, which gets closed out as a debit. Confectionery income has a balance of $2,407, which gets closed out as a debit. Salaries expense has a balance of $6,801, which has a credit debt closing of $6,801. Advertising expense has a balance of 2,563, have a credit of 2,563. Film rental forwarded 3,563. Closeout 3,563. Cleaning expense 850, closeout 850 credit. Telephone expense $95, closeout $95 credit. Equipment repairs and maintenance expense 22,000 or 2,293. 2,293 credits, 2,293 closeouts from there. So we are up to account number 505. We are looking at film transportation, $506, $248. Closeout credit, $248. Heating expense, $858. Closeout, $858. Electric and water expense, $632. Closeout, $632 credit. General expense, $350. Credit 350. Depreciation expense for the equipment 1493. Debit in there and then close out 1493. Closing. Rent expense $2,000 credit or debit into there. Close out for a credit $2,000. Insurance expense $600. Close out $600. Supplies expense 260. Close out 260. Okay. And then on page 182 of your workbook, you have the depreciation journal, which should look like 1493, depreciation expense equipment, accumulated depreciation equipment, to record the equipment's depreciation for 1 month. Rent expense, prepaid rent, $2,000. Insurance expense, prepaid insurance, $600. Supplies expense, supplies, $260. Ticket sales, confectionery income, gives you a total of 1790. Ticket sales are 15,493. Incomes or confectionery income 2,407. Gives you an income summary of 1790. Income summary is not known at this point until you add up all your expenses. Make sure you get your depreciation expense for your equipment 1493. Rent expense $2,000. Insurance expense $600. Supplies expense 260 to add up to give you a total expenses of 22,606. Then you need to go through the closing of your capital and your income summary. So the income summary is this time a credit account. And J. Singh Capital is a debit of 4,706 because of the net loss. Gives you an income summary of 4,706. The J. Singh Capital also has the drawings closed into it of 1,600. So J. Singh Capital, J. Singh Drawings. Page 183 gives you a post-closing trial balance. Once we are done the post-closing trial balance, we have finished all of Section A. For the month of January, our books are now closed. We have finished up all the accounts, so we are left with our permanent accounts of assets, liabilities, and owner's equity in the balances that we just went through of the ledger. At this point in time, you flip the textbook to page 274 and February source documents. Part number one says journalize the source documents and post to the ledger. Part number two says prepare a trial balance. So on page 184, we will take a look at a couple of the transactions. And this is where I've been telling you it's imperative that you know how to complete transactions so that you can finish up all of the questions without too much of a problem. First transaction says February 7th, cash register tapes from the box office for the week show transactions number 5345 to 6253 for the total sales of 2,858. The money was deposited in the bank account. Weekly sales report for the confectionery shows a net income of $225. The money was deposited in the bank account. So for that case, you can do both of those ones at the same time because they're both into the cash account. So your transaction would look like February 7th, cash, account number 100, debit $3,083, ticket sales, account number 400, credit $2,858, confectionery income, account 401, credit $225, cash register tapes, numbers and confectionery bar sales. The next invoice says purchase invoice received, so number 380, 3,817 from Electronics Canada, 256 for final adjustments to the projector, and number 5112 from the Daily Sentinel, 750 for newspaper advertisements. Okay. For this part, these are two things that you need to pay. And if you have to pay them already, you already know it's an accounts payable. So February 7th, I would put them down as two separate transactions. February 7th, equipment repairs and maintenance expense, account 505, $256. Accounts payable, account number 200, $256. Looking at the next transaction, February 7th, advertising expense, $750, account 501. Accounts payable, account number 200, $750 credits. Carrying on from there, we have checks issued, number 375 to City Utility and 376 to Bell Canada. So we need to pay a couple things, so our cash is going down. So we have an account called Electricity and Water Expense, account 508, $350. Cash, $350, account 100, check 375 to City Utility. Telephone expense, $504, $45. Cash, $100. Credit, check number 376 to Bell Canada. Looking ahead, we are doing the transactions for the following week on the 14th. We once again have cash register tapes for the box office week show, and we have some purchase invoices, and we have some checks invoices. Following the same pattern as the 7th, you need to put those into the proper accounts so they can carry on without too much problem. February the 21st carries on the same fashion, and February the 28th in the same fashion, making sure that you hit all the accounts and get them into the proper sections that they need to be completed. Once we have completed the general journal for all of those accounts, right up to section number or part or date of the 28th, we should have a total of 28 transactions, depending on how you combine or join your transactions when you create them. The book does have 28 different ones. Page 178 is a trial balance. We have no idea what our new balances are until we take our journal and place all of those accounts into our ledger. So once we complete that and update our ledger with all the account balances, then we can now make a trial balance to make sure that it balances to, on page 187, the community theater trial balance for February the 28th is $133,163. Once again, it is $133,163, no cents. $133,163 is what the trial balance should balance to. That will give you an idea that you have completed your February transactions properly and everything is at a balancing factor. So now when you flip the page to 188, it asks you to create a worksheet. So you use January's worksheet as an example. It'll have different numbers in there, but the same accounts, and you will list out all the different things. Only thing, when you do depreciation this time for your equipment, it is a straight line balance. So it is, once again, $1,493 is the accumulated depreciation for this one, so that you don't have to worry about doing the subtraction and that type of stuff, because they specified that they are using a straight line depreciation balance. So the balances of the February worksheet are trial balance, $133,163. Adjustments will balance to $4,533. And that number should sound reasonable, because you're closing the same accounts, adjusting the same accounts with the same values, or very close to the same values, all with the exception of supplies has a balance of $440 this time as an adjustment, rather than $260 in January. The income statement will balance to $28,090 with a net income of $10,924. The balance sheet will then balance to $117,490, including the $10,924 net income. At this point in time, you can take a look at or start to complete your financial statements of an 8-column worksheet. On page 190 will be an income statement. Page 191 will be a balance sheet. Page 192 will be general journals for your adjustments and your depreciations. And page 193 will complete your closing of your journal for February. And the bottom part is a post-closing trial balance, which balances to $116,790. Use this audio tape or use this audio to pause, rewind, and follow through on the questions. It gives you a lot of balances to keep you on track, keep you on task, so that you can complete the question as successful as possible, and you should end up with a net income on February and a net loss on January. The net income of page 190 will be $10,924. Your balance sheet will balance to $113,804 on page 191. That should give you multiple balances to keep you on task. Page 194, we will discuss the analysis of the company, looking at current profitability, sources of finances for expansion, and strategies to increase future profitability with their assets that they have already obtained. I hope this audio file will help you to complete the performance task and use it to the best of your ability.